Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Tithing Today. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God doesn't change. Isn't that how he started out the passage? I don't change. Is he the same today as he was with Abraham?
Yes.
What did Abraham do? He honored God. Didn't he honor God?
Yes.
And then what happened? He couldn't send the money and stuff to God personally in heaven. So he gave it to God's high priest who's representing him. And God doesn't need U.S. dollars in heaven. He doesn't need anything materially and naturally or substance-wise in heaven. But do his people need things down here in the earth?
Yes.
Do his people need things?
Yes.
Do his ministries, do his churches, his outreaches, his missions, his ministers, do they need things down here?
Yes,
well, does God have any money down here?
Yes,
yes, it's the tithe. It's every one of our tithe is his. It's his. And this is not about him getting something from us. This is his way of operating and functioning. And he said, if you do this, I will open the windows of heaven. Now, window is an opening into your life. How many would like God in your business?
Yes.
How many say you want God all up in your business? Do you? How many would say that? I want God in my business. Well, how do you get him? In your business. How do you get him? In your business. This has always been his way. Did God get in Abraham's business?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You read the rest of this. If you'll do this, you bring tithes that there may be food in my house. Prove me now, we're herewith, he says, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You will run out of room because you are so blessed. Leviticus says you'll have to take out the old store because of the new. You'll have to take the 2-year-old car out of your garage because the new one's got to go with it. You'll have to take those last year clothes out because you got so many new clothes. And we don't just need to find a place to stockpile them. We're givers.
Yes.
We're sowers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody's going to enjoy driving that 2-year-old car.
Yes.
Why? Because we're so blessed, we don't have room to put it all. Didn't this come to pass in Abraham's life just like this? He's a tither. He gave tithes of all to Melchizedek, who's the forerunner of Jesus, our high priest. And Melchizedek blessed him because he was authorized to receive his tithes and he was anointed to bless him. And then what do we see? We see that Abraham had so many cows, so much gold, so much silver. The Bible said the land could not contain them. Isn't that exactly what we're reading right here? They did not have room to receive it. And if you say, well, I don't believe in tithing. Well, you don't believe in this. You can't separate them. Keep going. Verse 11, and kind of reminds me of those advertisements on TV. And if you'll begin tithing today, not only will you get open windows and blessing and room you don't have to receive, but you will also get the devourer rebuked. Hallelujah. Pick up your phone. Call today. Don't wait. How many of you do not want to miss out on this offer? It's so sad that people get so indignant and so irritated and aggravated about tithing. This is what they're fighting. Why would you fight God having access into your material affairs and blessing you until you run out of room. Why would you fight God rebuking the devourer off of you and your stuff? Why would you fight that? These blessings belong to the tither. Say it out loud. Tithing
is honoring God.
And giving God access,
opening
a window
into my life
so that He can bless me
and protect me.
Do you believe that's Bible or not?
Yes.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
Revealed in Abraham, confirmed in the Law and Prophets, confirmed by Jesus Himself, 2 chapters given to it in the New Testament in Hebrews. Don't say tithing's not for us today. Don't say it's passed away. It's just simply not true. Now you want to see Phyllis, my wife, get stirred up. You'll see it with her acting on this verse right here. She's quick on this one, buddy. I mean, a few weeks ago something came up. Somebody says it's going to cost thousands of dollars for this to happen. And immediately she jumps up and goes, no, no, the devourer's rebuked. The devourer's rebuked. Because it was something that wasn't very old and it shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't be having to do that. She said, no, no, we're tithers. The devourer is rebuked. And I mean, she just went on for a couple of minutes. The devourer's rebuked. He can't take our money. He can't steal our money. And you know, we didn't do anything. We just put that on hold. And within a couple of days, some things came out, turned around. We didn't have to do it. We didn't have to spend that money. We didn't need to. I have seen that over and over and over again. What's the devourer? It's the destroyer. It's the enemy, the consumer, things that try to eat up your prosperity and your plenty. See, it's not enough to just make more money and just increase. You can make twice as much money as you've been making, but if you get hit with stuff and losses that's three times what you've been having, you're still in the hole. You not only need increase, which is what the windows of heaven and the blessings about, but you need protection. I said you need protection. You need your stuff protected from the devourer, and God has access to do it when you tithe. I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on tithing. I've made up my mind. I'm sold on this. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Now don't just get stuck on the agrarian examples. This applies to you. This talks about you investing into something and then nothing coming of it. Well, then that means all your time and money was just devoured. You working on a deal, working on a deal, working on a deal, and then nothing. You wind up being in the hole. That's not being blessed.
Amen.
That's being devoured. And if you're a tither, God said, I'm going to rebuke God. God is going to rebuke the devourer off of you.
Amen.
And your stuff. Why? Why didn't He just do it for everybody? He said He does it for tithers. Who? I like it. And so you won't lose things. Things won't be cut off before their time. Things won't be consumed and destroyed. You will be protected. Verse 12, He said, and all nations will call you blessed. You know, think about it. What if the majority of this country tithed? What if the U.S. of A. was a tithing country? I tell you what, it wouldn't take long for our finances to get straightened out. I tell you that. And we'd be protected. Hallelujah. So whether it's a nation or whether it's a family or a church or an individual, it's all the same. We need to honor God. And we need His blessing. And we need His protection. And God has given us tithing as the blessing connector, as the protection connector. Because faith without works is dead. It can't be just idle talk. See, tithing's a lot like praying. Why do a lot of people not pray? Same reason they don't tithe. One, a lot of folks, they're not that convinced that God's even real. Or that He even exists. Or if He is, that he'd actually hear the prayer. What good would it do? Read the rest of this. Keep on going. Verse 13. He says, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? Can you tell these folks are clueless? Just about everything he says, they go, what? What? What are you talking about? He said, when are you going to give my stuff back to me? And they said, what? What? What do you mean? He said, what's all these things you've been saying against me? And they said, what? What do we say? Well, just because you play dumb don't mean it's not happening. He said, back up to it again, verse 13. He said, you say, what have we spoken so much against you? Verse 14. Because you've said, God said, I heard you when you said it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we've kept His ordinance? Now, He originally talked about the ordinances they had forsaken that involved tithing and giving. So He's saying, I heard you when you said, it doesn't do any good to tithe. It don't help anybody to give offerings. It doesn't do any good to go to church, pray, do all that stuff. That's just fools being fooled. He said, those words are stout against me. I don't want any stout words against God. Did you?
No, sir.
No. No. I believe it is not vain to serve God. It benefits. Hallelujah. It pays to serve God. It pays to pray. It pays to come to church. You better say amen. You're sitting up in here right now. It pays to come to church. It pays to tithe and give. But most of you just did, right? You better say yes. It pays. It pays to tithe. It pays to give offerings. It pays to serve God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to speak against Him. I'm going to agree with Him. Hallelujah. You got to be like Phyllis. You got to be ready to spring up and go, no! The devourer is rebuked. He can't steal my stuff. Why? I'm a tither. And we're so glad we can say that about this church. This church is a tithing church. And we're a blessed church. And haven't we been a blessed church? And we're a protected church. Haven't we been protected? Not because we're so smart and done everything so perfect. It's because God, hallelujah, is watching over us. And there's an opening, hallelujah, where blessing rain is coming through on us. And God Himself is rebuking the devourer and destroyer off of us. Sarasota Church is a tithing church. Keith and Phyllis are tithers. Hallelujah. How about you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Tithing Today, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 6th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.